Now when the people saw that Moses delayed to come down from the mountain, the people assembled around Aaron and said to him, "Come make us a God who will go before us. For this Moses, the man who brought us up from the land of Egypt, we do not know what happened to him." Aaron said to them, "Tear off the gold rings which are in the ears of your wives, your sons and your daughters, and bring them to me." So all the people tore off the gold rings which were in their ears and brought them to Aaron. Then he took the gold from their hands and fashioned it with an engraving tool and made it into a cast metal calf. And they said, "This is your God, Israel, who brought you up from the land of Egypt." Now when Aaron saw this, he built an altar in front of it. And Aaron made a proclamation and said, "Tomorrow shall be a feast to the Lord." So the next day they got up early and offered burnt offerings and brought peace offerings. And the people sat down to eat and to drink and got up to engage in lewd behavior. Then the Lord spoke to Moses, "Go down at once, for your people whom you brought up from the land of Egypt have behaved corruptly. They have quickly turned aside from the way which I commanded them. They have made for themselves a cast metal calf and have worshipped it and have sacrificed to it and said, 'This is your God, Israel, who brought you up from the land of Egypt.'" Then the Lord said to Moses, "I have seen this people, and behold, they are an obstinate people. So now leave me alone, that my anger may burn against them, and that I may destroy them. And I will make of you a great nation." Then Moses pleaded with the Lord his God and said, "Lord, why does your anger burn against your people whom you have brought out from the land of Egypt with great power and with a mighty hand? Why should the Egyptians talk, saying, 'With evil motives he brought them out to kill them on the mountains and to destroy them from the face of the earth'? Turn from your burning anger and relent of doing harm to your people. Remember Abraham, Isaac, and Israel, your servants to whom you swore by yourself and said to them, 'I will multiply your descendants as the stars of the heavens. And all this land of which I have spoken, I will give to your descendants, and they shall inherit it forever.'" So the Lord relented of the harm which he said he would do to his people. Then Moses turned and went down from the mount with the two tablets of the testimony in his hand. Tablets which were written on both sides. They were written on one side and the other. The tablets were God's work, and the writing was God's writing engraved on the tablets. Now when Joshua heard the sound of the people as they shouted, he said to Moses, "There is a sound of war in the camp.
said it is not the sound of the cry of victory, nor is it the sound of the cry of defeat. But I hear the sound of singing, and it came about as soon as Moses approached the camp, that he saw the calf and the people dancing, and Moses' anger burned. And he threw the tablets from his hands and shattered them to pieces at the foot of the mountain. Then he took the calf which they had made and completely burned it with fire and ground it to powder and scattered it over the surface of the water and made the sons of Israel drink it. Then Moses said to Aaron, what did this people do to you that you have brought such a great sin upon them? And Aaron said, do not let the anger of my Lord burn. You know the people yourself that they are prone to evil, for they said to me, make a God for us who will go before us. For this Moses, the man who brought us up from the land of Egypt, we do not know what happened to him. So I said to them, whoever has any gold, let them tell it off. Then they gave it to me, and I threw it into the fire, and out came this calf.
When Moses saw that the people were out of control, for Aaron had let them get out of control, to the point of being an object of ridicule among their enemies, Moses then stood at the gate of the camp. He said, whoever is for the Lord, come to me. And all the sons of Levi gathered together to him. And he said to them, this is what the Lord, the God of Israel, says. Every man of you put his sword on his thigh. And about 3,000 men of the people fell that day. Then Moses said, dedicate yourselves today to the Lord. For every man has been against his son and against his brother, in order that he may bestow a blessing upon you. And on the next day, Moses said to the people, you yourselves have committed a great sin, and now I'm going up to the Lord. Perhaps I can make atonement for your sins.
Then Moses returned to the Lord and said, Oh, this people has committed a great sin. And they have made a god of gold for themselves. But now if you will forgive their sin, very well. But if not, please wipe me out from your book, which you have written. However, the Lord punish them for their sin. Then the Lord struck the people with a plague because of what they did with the calf which Aaron had.